They say, have a pot on top of an empty, on top of a fire. I invert a pot, or I invert, usually you use one of these tinfoil trays. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, in that situation, you could put food straight from the refrigerator, you could put it on. If you have both the blech and the inverted pot. That's his assumption. Okay, so that's one option. Next option is I can take food out of the refrigerator and put it on top of a radiator, no? Not the most useful thing, but it does work. It will warm it up, right, in theory. When Moshe assumes this way in the next source, that also works. Fine. The last option, yeah. Yeah, but I couldn't put that food on the blech at all. Because, remember, the blech is on top of a normal cooking surface. So I have the concern that it looks like I'm cooking.
Okay.
When something's on a radiator, it doesn't look like I'm cooking at all. Most people, I don't know about you, most people don't cook on top of their radiators.
And is that the same reason as why you're allowed to put your cold food on top of a pot?
Right. A cold food on top of a pot also doesn't look like I'm cooking.
Meaning a pot of full food, even
correct.
More so.
Because I cook the lower pot. I don't cook the higher pot. I mean, that's really... So that's why it doesn't look like I'm cooking. In terms of the issue of Shema Yechata, that maybe I'll stoke the coals so you have a blech that makes sure you're not stoking the coals. Or it's... So that solves the issue that way. Well, alternatively, some say that because the lower pot is what you're primarily cooking, and we're not worried you'll stoke the coals for the lower pot, the food that you put on top of that pot, that's just a rider. So if I'm not nervous I'll stoke the coals for the bottom one, then we don't have to worry that you'll stoke the coals for the top one. Now, the big issue that comes up is these plata shel Shabbat, or the warming drawers. No? So the story with these warming drawers is as follows. The warming drawers generally have only one setting. So if it has only one setting, so there's no concern of Shema Yechata. There's no concern that maybe you'll stoke the coals. Stoking the coals for us means you'll turn it up. You can't turn it up. It's not practical. It doesn't work. Mechzik mevashel. Does it look like I'm cooking? Well, no one cooks in a warming drawer. By definition, it's called a warming drawer. It's there to warm stuff. So Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer, the Am Mordechai on Shabbos, writes that since in a warming drawer, or in a or on a plata, a non-adjustable hot plate, it's impossible to adjust it, and no one cooks there, so both reasons don't apply. So therefore, Rabbi Willig says you could even do what's called Hanocha L'Chatchila. You could even take food out of the refrigerator, food that was not on the oven at the beginning of Shabbos, and put it on there. Dry food. Again, liquids is a no-no. The dried food would be permitted.
Directly on top of the hot plate.
Directly on top of the hot plate, no blech whatsoever. That's what Rabbi Willig assumes. A warming drawer is the same type of thing. It's non-adjustable. Again, I haven't seen that many warming drawers. The only ones I've seen are non-adjustable. Is that correct? They have adjustable. So if it's an adjustable one, then this cooler wouldn't apply. This cooler only applies if it's non-adjustable, and it's not something that you ever cook in.
What about if it's on its maximum?
Yes, sir. Rav Moshe says if something is adjustable but it's on the maximum, the gezeira still applies. Because, in theory, you could have left it...
Okay.
Yeah.
Does this mean that, practically speaking, you can have hot chicken soup on Friday night, but you can't have it on Shabbos unless you've left it in something?
Yeah, it's really hard to have hot chicken soup on Shabbos day unless you leave it, the pot, on the blech all night, Friday night. I don't know any way to really have hot chicken soup Shabbos day. Because chicken soup is a liquid, but I can't even put it on the radiator. Right? Even the liquid, right? Because the radiator only helps for something that won't
get... In a crock pot?
You can leave the chicken soup in the crock pot all Shabbos, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So what about
if a plata has adjustable settings? So I don't know of... I don't think this cooler would apply. This cooler to take the food... If a plata has adjustable settings, so then you have to do what we spoke about earlier through Shlomo Zalman, which is that you cover the knobs, you have like some sort of blech, you put a piece of tin foil on top of the plata, and an inverted pot on top of that, right? Or a baking pan on top of that, and then that's fine, right? But you can't put it directly on the adjustable plata.
Can we also say that if it's adjustable, that we could use a blech on there?
If it's adjustable, so then I need to have some sort of blech, okay. If it's adjustable, I need to have some sort of blech. But even then, I won't permit hanocha l'chatchila. Rabbi Willig's kula to take something. Hanocha l'chatchila means it was in the refrigerator at the beginning of Shabbos. If it was on the oven, by the way, if you want to solve a lot of issues, leave it on the heat at the beginning of Shabbos, then put it in the refrigerator Friday night, then you could put it back on according to the Ran after.
But not soup.
Right? That would really solve a lot. Well, I'll say that a few more times before we're done, but yeah. Right, we'll go in order.
Doesn't matter how hot the hot plate gets, like if a region is like it gets hot enough to cook.
Yeah, so the assumption is one of these hot plates get hot enough to cook. The definition of cooking is 113 degrees. Like, that will cook water. I can't imagine, someone last week was telling me that there's some hot plates that don't get to Yatzel on this bowl. I imagine that's only like a broken hot plate.
That's essentially what they do. They went certified hot plates. They take a regular hot plate and they essentially break it.
I mean, it's not the most useful thing.
Our hot plate, we mentioned, but I'm like, it's too tasty. Like, it starts sizzling.
They get really hot. The hot plates get real. I mean, I've touched hot plates that. Yeah, it's really hot. It's more than Yatzel lettuce.
The adjustable ones sometimes have a lowest setting, but they're less than Yatzel lettuce.
That might be true, but once it's adjustable, I have to be worried about the concern of Shami Yahata. The fact that it gets super hot, I think, is a big problem.
Well,
again, what did you ask him?
Ravulik says that if it doesn't look like cooking, then...
Let's say I have a non-adjustable hot plate that's going to be really hot, but no one cooks there.
Right.
No one cooks on this type of surface. So therefore... it's going to be permitted to take food out of the refrigerator, put it on that thing on Shabbos morning without a blech. That's what Rabbi Willig assumes. This is the big kula. Now, Rav Neubert wrote a pseudo haskama to Rabbi Willig Sefer. Pseudo haskama in the sense of, he writes, well, Rabbi Willig, you write that you're allowed to take food out of the refrigerator and put on a non-adjustable hot plate on Shabbos. You should know, my Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, this is absolutely forbidden and you can't do this. And this idea that you have is really just wrong. That's what Rabbi Neubert writes. So what Rabbi Willig does in his piece is he writes, well, this is Rabbi... Now, why did Rabbi Neubert say Rabbi Willig is wrong? He says, because, you know what, Rabbi Willig, you're saying that no one cooks over here, but there are some people who cook on it. Sfaradim, he says, cook on platos all the time. I have no idea what that means. But that's his comment.
They hold the English halacha officials to discover lots. They put their soup on the plata, but we hold that called cooking.
I have no idea what that means. He says that Sfaradim cook on the hot plate all the time. Well, I'll tell you what I think it means, okay? If we...
Does the radiator have to apply in yeshiva dorms? Does the radiator have to apply in yeshiva dorms in Israel where that's the normal way for the guys to cook?
I don't think they count as humans. Okay? Okay, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I know you said this. I just want to clarify. If there's adjustable knobs on a hot plate, right, or in a warming draw, then you need tin foil and inverted pot.
I think so.
Okay. Is there anyone that says that you just need tin foil? I don't...
Anyone who says you just need tin foil... and it wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos? That's hard.
I don't
know.
So, okay.
I don't know offhand anyone who says that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But if there's no adjustable knob.
I mean, again, if it's a type of thing that is so not hot that it won't be Yad Sola,
right.
But I don't think that's the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
like, can you use it under a cookie sheet?
I think so, yeah. That's what you do. You use a cookie sheet or something. It doesn't have
to... So it's not a matter of...
But I mean, the idea is that it doesn't look like no one cooks on top of a pot. Now, if I just have an empty pot, so that empty pot is a blech. But if I have a blech underneath and an inverted pot on top, so then that's an inverted pot. That's what Shlomo Zalman says.
Okay, so if you put like
tinfoil. So I put tinfoil underneath and then an inverted pot, and then I could put stuff on top. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Ayala. Timers, okay. That might take us a little far afield. Okay, so the issue with timers, just al regal achas, is the Chazon Ish says you can't use timers to cook anything on Shabbos. Now, that's probably because of this whole Chazon Ish's understanding that the concern is just the state of being. So timers won't help at all. Rav Moshe says not to use timers, because Rav Moshe says don't use timers for anything in Judaism, with the exception of lights. Rav Moshe doesn't like timers. Rabbi Willig in his Sefer wants to argue, and Rabbi Pesa Frank and others, they hold that you can use timers. It seems that the best way to use a timer would be to make sure it's hot right at the beginning of Shabbos, then it goes off and it goes on again, because then you have the ran. If you could have this ran, you solve many issues, because then at least you know that b'di'eved, there is something. Like, that's what I try to tell people all the time. Try to have the stuff on at the beginning of Shabbos. At least you have the ran, you save so many problems. Yeah, quickly.
So on a regular stove, you have the blech which takes care of Shem Yechata, you have the inverted pot which takes care of Mechlech and Mavashel, and then you put something on El Chatzila.
So on a regular stove, the poskim are a little more nervous because it's harder to say it's not Mechlech and Mavashel, because since that's the place where I cook all the time, even if it's on top of a pot, maybe. Maybe it would help.
But now the adjustable flat top. If I put foil over it, so cover the knobs, cover the surface, taking care of Shem Yechata, there's never Mechlech and Mavashel because nobody uses this for cooking. Why isn't that enough?
Again, Rav Neubert assumes that people do use platas to cook.
But assuming like we're willing, because we don't know where he's coming up with people using platas.
But I think the idea is that an adjustable hot plate, even if the knobs are covered, is very... In theory, I could adjust it, and I could cook. So therefore, there still is a concern. It might be a far-fetched concern.
It's sold as a warming tray. Nobody's using it to cook.
But there still is some concern of Shem Yechata. The concern still exists in theory. I might have a deterrent not to do it, because I have a marker. Something tells me, okay, don't raise it. But the fact is that the concern still exists. And therefore, we're more machmir on an adjustable thing, even with a blech, than we are on a non-adjustable thing at all. I think so. Again, a lot of these dinim, and part of the difficulty over here is that we're dealing with like new types of cooking appliances that didn't exist beforehand. We're trying to figure out how to apply the laws of Shabbos to them. It's really not so simple. Let me just read with you the Rav Moshe that this non-adjustable hot plate is based on. The question is, Ha'im mutar l'chamim k'derish n'espashto v'yicham k'tzaz al-gavim achshirim sh'no adu l'chimum v'lo l'bishol? Are you allowed to warm up a pot that's still hot, a little bit hot, on top of some appliances that are intended for warming, not for cooking, like a plata chashmalet, which they translate for you as a hot plate and hot tray, or a shulchan mechumam be'idim, which is a steam table, gam below hefsek keter, even without another pot on top. Teshuva. Says Rav Moshe, al plata chashmalet, im I efshar lehisbasho sham, oz mutar lahamid kedera chama. If it's a plata chashmalet, if it's impossible to cook there, im I efshar lehisbasho sham. So now, Rabbi Willig says that Rav Moshe means what he's saying. Because Rav Moshe says, yeah, you're allowed to use an electric hot plate if it's impossible to cook. But says Rabbi Willig that Rav Shimon Eider, who's the one who asked Rav Moshe these shilas, Rav Shimon Eider told him that Rav Moshe didn't mean it's impossible to cook there. He meant it's not normal to cook there. Rav David Feinstein, however, says that Rav Moshe meant it's really impossible to cook there. You see, a non-adjustable hot plate, also, it is possible to cook on there. It might not be normal. I don't think my friend, well, maybe my friends would, but most people wouldn't cook on a non-adjustable.
Isn't that
the
same in their dorm room?
How are you differentiating between a hot plate and a griddle? Because griddles are also non-adjustable.
Right, a griddle... I don't know if a griddle, though, is a place that you cook on during the week, that I take raw food and I cook there.
Right.
A non-adjustable hot plate is only used for warming. No one cooks anything from scratch there. Right? That's the difference.
Right. I just mean, like, physically, they're not all that different.
Correct. Physically not different at all. But a lot of this is perception. The point is, okay, that... the cooler of the non-adjustable hot plate is based on the reading of Rav Moshe, that when Rav Moshe says it's impossible to cook there, he doesn't really mean it's impossible. He means it's not normal. Okay, so Lamaisa, what should be done? Relying on Rabbi Willig is... Rabbi Willig is an Orthodox Jew. It's fine. I'm glad he has my Haskama now. I think, though, that if you want to... be choshesh, it's not so difficult to be choshesh for the other readings over here of the Rav Moshe, which means that all you have to do is you have an inverted tray on top of your non-adjustable hot plate. You take like a small cookie dish, not that fat, it won't change the temperature that much. I think then you could be yotze the other reading of the Rav Moshe also. But with a blech underneath, and then a blech in the sense of, again, against what Rav Shlomo Zalman said last week. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that plain tinfoil doesn't count as a blech. We thought it does. So I put plain tinfoil down, and then I have an inverted cookie sheet on top of that, and I put my pot on. Then for sure it's permitted to heat stuff up on Shabbos and take stuff out of the refrigerator, providing it is not a liquid. Liquids, I do not know. We have not yet come up with a good way to heat up chicken soup for Shabbos lunch, but heating up other things, I think there is room to be makel. Okay, thank you for coming. If anyone wants to sell comments, I'm now in business.